Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The House passed the $95 billion foreign aid bill that includes $61 billion in aid to Ukraine. And Speaker Mike Johnson said,
"We would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops."
Some hard-right Republicans had suggested they can move to oust Johnson over the bill, but the House adjourned without it taking place. The bill heads to the Senate. That could also lead to the end of TikTok in the U.S. Bill includes a provision that would ban the popular app unless its Chinese parent company divests from its ownership stake. Opening statements begin Monday in New York in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. He's back on the campaign trail tonight with a rally in Wilmington, North Carolina. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said sanctions must not be imposed on the military. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's previewed potential sanctions on IDF units accused of human rights violations. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court is set to hear several important cases this week, says ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
Monday, the Supreme Court hears arguments in a big case about homelessness, whether cities can fine or jail someone who's experiencing homelessness. On Wednesday, another big abortion case, whether some of those abortion bans are going too far, cutting against a federal law that says that hospitals have to provide emergency care when a patient has a life-threatening situation. So look, if we needed any reminder that the Supreme Court is right in the middle of this election, I mean, these are the kinds of issues that voters are talking about.
Authorities in Maryland say three of the five victims who were shot in a senior skip day event on Friday at a park in Greenbelt have been released from the hospital, and the only victim who was listed in critical condition now upgraded to stable. Still no update on the investigation. And Fort Wayne, Indiana, chose a city councilwoman as its new mayor, notable because Sharon Tucker will be the city's first ever black mayor. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate, buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Let's kick the night off with a double dip of Amelia Ford. Here's her latest. It's called Loyal. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Don't you see me? I told you once or twice, and I don't believe me. I could have had a vice, could have lived a free bee, but I can't say that I can't doubt. I take your ankle for all these curts and wings. Say it, say it, say it, say on me, oh, my nerve.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Amelia Ford and Hate Her from 2023, a single from that year. From this year, 2024, that was Loyal, a double dip of Amelia Ford. And you can see Amelia Ford tonight in Plymouth, Wisconsin at Rumors Railhouse, or Roadhouse, excuse me, Rumors Roadhouse. And then on Saturday, May the 4th, be with you, Rocker. She'll be at the Paradise North Distillery in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. here on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. What's up, brother? How you doing?
What's happening, Jimmy?
You know, we're living the good life on the top of State Street, broadcasting from the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios to the state of Wisconsin with original music.
That is awesome, Jimmy. And we have an incredible show coming up tonight.
We really do, man.
Hopefully it all goes smoothly here tonight because we have a big schedule. Whammy presidents. We have the new president and the outgoing president, Roy Elkins and Jason Klagstad. They're going to be in here to tell us about Whammy, about passing the torch, and all kinds of good stuff with going on with them and the award show happening in Green Bay. Herbal Aspect owner Alan Robinson, he'll be in here to talk a little 420. Gamma Ray Bar, new owner Kevin Wilmot will be talking about the new venue that's coming to town. Christo Rupenthal, he is going to be jamming some, well, who knows what he'll be doing. He plays so many different instruments, it's crazy. Bar Notes with Terry Barr and Live in the Lair with Butterbrick. That's going to be tonight. And Jimmy, of course, our new schedule, After Hours with Rob Roberts from 10 p.m. to midnight tonight. Then Max Inc. repeats at midnight until 4 in the morning when we have a brand new show, Max Inc. Americana. With you, Jimmy, tell us about that show, because we were talking about it on John and Gordy's show, and he was like, is this all local? Is it all local Americana? What's going on with that?
It's original country, bluegrass, and folk from the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, it's a pre-recorded show. I'm just going to give you the
heads up. You're not up at 4 a.m.?
I'm not up at 4 a.m. I'm going to fully admit that right now. I'm not up at 4 a.m.
And it's great because that show runs Sunday morning, 4 to 6 a.m., and also Monday morning, 4 to 6 a.m., just before John and Gordy.
It's a really fun show. I handpick the songs out each week. I know specifically for this morning or tomorrow morning, there's a good mix of some bluegrass, like Mad City Jug Band. That's one I'll give away that just comes to mind, you know.
They were so fun. We had them play on the Clyde Stubblefield stage at Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
And, you know, I took a chance and booked the Jug Band. They were awesome. They were so much fun.
I actually referenced that when I was talking about the Mad City Jug Band on air about the Atwood Fest appearance. So, yeah, definitely tune in Sunday mornings, 4 o'clock. I mean, I'm awake at home, but I'm just not here at Civic Media.
Well, John Peterson is awake from John and Gordy because he heard the show. He had a good time. He loves it. He listens to it on the way in on Monday mornings. Out Sundays, let's talk about Sundays, Jimmy. You have a top 10 going on, Rocker's Closet, throwbacks, Maxink Heavy at 10 p.m., and Maxink Sunday starts 6 p.m., goes all the way to 6 a.m. Monday morning.
Absolutely. The Maxink top 10 I'm super excited about because we get people involved. They're listening to the songs, then they vote for the songs, and that's what you should do. Listen to the songs. Figure out what songs you really like, and if you're listening to Maxink Radio, you're going to know the songs anyway.
And you might even find something new.
And you might find something new that you like, exactly. So the Maxink Top 10 is a weekly deal, Sundays at 6 o'clock. The best, the top 10 songs as voted on by you on the Facebook poll. And there's some changes coming in that soon, hopefully, and we'll make that known to you as soon as it's important, you know, I guess. I feel like a lawyer saying that, dude. What
full disclosure.
What did I just do here? I don't know. Music on the way this hour. A band that I discovered because of the Top 10 Rocker. It's a band out of Appleton called Jason and the Jazzernauts.
Wow.
They're great, dude. We're going to do some jazz here. But first, Rain Stern. You know, she has a new song dropping May 3rd. It's called Same Old Story. And rumor has it, she's coming to Wisco. So, Rain, I know you're listening, Rain Stern. Bring your new song. Come to Max Inc. Radio. We would love to have you. In the meantime, we'll play a song from her Zodiac CD. This is called Walk 'em Home. Rain Stern on Max Inc. Radio.
And there's a story there that's full of color. There's a sparkle on you coming from the other. A side I'd like to touch in you. Whatever it is at this distance, true. Never places out there made by others. Cause we have really a touch the world. Yeah. A fluid soul with a beautiful heart. And I can see it
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Jason and the Jazzernauts there from Appleton, Wisconsin, and Make My Heart Sway. It's pretty cool. That song made it to number 8 last week in the Max Inc. Top 10 on Sunday night at 6 o'clock rocker. Love the jazz. Love the jazz.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was great. We need to, I don't see any shows on the books right now for Jason and the Jazzernauts. We should make an effort to book them in the Lair.
They would be fun, wouldn't they?
That would be a great show right there. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you on a Maxing Saturday night, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear what you're up to tonight. You can call or text us directly through the Civic Media app by just a touch of a button. Just touch make Mad Radio your home station and touch that text or call button. We'll get you on the air and see what's going on.
I'll go check now to see if anybody texted us.
Rocker, today is 420. Happy 420 to you, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good day. Natty Nation's at the High Noon Saloon. That's an annual tradition here in Madison to go see Natty at the High Noon.
Oh, yeah. And Jeff Clark, our sound man, he's doing his own show, Element.
Oh, yeah.
I forget the name of that place over here. Chubby's or...
Something. Chiba Hut. Yeah, that's it. Chiba Hut.
Not Cruising Chubbies, no.
No, not there. Today is also Record Store Day, Rocker.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to participate actually going to one of the local vinyl stores to buy something today.
Yeah.
Just because work and show prep and everything. But I did listen to a couple of vinyls, the old number 27 that I gained custody from Terry Barr.
Nice.
That album was great. And, of course, I listened to the new Mascot Theory.
Wow, yeah, that's a great album.
The double album. And Something to Do's Here Comes the Panic.
Now, I saw some posts on Facebook from Dave Zero over at Mad City Music. Mm. He was in here last week. We were talking to him. And there was a line to get in his record store. I thought, geez, people are probably like, wow, how did it get so cold today to stand in line? But you know, Taylor Swift came out with a double album.
Yeah.
So I saw everybody had those. Vinyl Vault in Waukesha, they had a lot of people in there. And I think Taylor Swift is driving that now for a second year in a row.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was on Monroe Street this morning at about 7, 8 o'clock. And I bet you there was probably about 200 people standing in front of the Strictly desk.
Oh, and they, on Monroe. I saw they posted, they had just a giant stack of boxes of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
They had a ton of them there.
And I'm sure they probably sold out. I'm sure they did, you know, as they should. What was your, did you go to Record Store Day? Did you go out, shop some vinyl? If so, what did you pick up? I want to know. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, call or text in the Civic Media app. Hey, we're going to talk about whammies coming up in just a couple of minutes with Roy Elkins and Jason Klasdad.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I woke up to find myself left outside here in the open. No words were spoken. Just hours before I was dancing with some señorita, dying to meet her on the floor. The music and motion could bring out some new our devotion. Unwanted commotion, the crying eyes.
La la.
on Civic Media. We are local music. Elephonic there, Durango Town. It's a groovy tune there. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. We're live in the Mad Radio 92.7 FM WMDX studios at the top of State Street. I want to say good evening to those of you listening in Wausau and WXCO, Bull Falls Radio 98.9, and those of you in Waukesha listening to us on the Shaw 101 FM and on WAUK AM 540, the Blowtorch in eastern Wisconsin, reaching from the Chicago North Burbs all the way up to Door County sometimes if you get the right weather, you know. It's a great station. Rocker, good evening to you. What do you got cooking over there, man?
Wow, Jimmy. Hey, you know, we were looking at some of our streaming stats, and I found out that Waukesha in Milwaukee is where we have our largest listenership. It's just crazy out there. And Waukesha is really into local music. Can you believe it?
I do, you know?
Well, I got a couple people here, Jimmy, who are really into local music. Our national politics could learn a good lesson from the latest election cycle of the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Organization, the Peaceful Transfer of Power. Today, outgoing WAMI President Jason Klagstad and incoming President Roy Elkins have passed the torch and are here to share a beer and talk about the future of WAMI. Roy, Jason, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, this is so fun. This is great. And Jason, you came out here from Milwaukee.
Yes, I did. Wouldn't have missed it.
Now, you guys went out and had dinner out on State Street before you came here. Where did you go?
Michelangelo's.
Michelangelo's. Oh, yeah. Well, what did you have?
I was there for company.
I had a hot chocolate.
That's it. State Street original. Did either of you participate in Record Store Day?
I did not either.
Sorry.
Okay.
I feel guilty now.
No, don't feel guilty. Do you listen to a lot of vinyl at home?
Oh, yeah, a little. Yeah?
Well, Roy, I've been to Roy's house.
I have too.
And he has an incredible vinyl. I mean, how many records do you think you have?
4,000 to 5,000.
Wow.
Yeah, about 7,000 CDs too. So.
Oh man, yeah. That is quite a collection. That would take a while to burn.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, Roy. You are CEO of Broadjam Music Publishing, president of the Madison Area Music Association, and now the incoming president of WAMI. What special quality makes you a glutton for so much punishment?
I've been trying to figure that out for about 30 years, I guess.
No. You do a lot of stuff.
Well, I don't know. I think. You know, I love the mama and what we're about and, you know, buying instruments for kids and scholarships and, you know, raising money with a great show.
Mama cares.
Yeah. And, you know, and just recognizing local talent. And then I really wasn't seeking, you know, to be involved with WAMI, but Jason asked me a couple years ago if I would and help him with their voting. And then when he said he was going to step down and ask if I'd be interested in taking it on. I said, you know, look, if I can continue the great job he's done at getting this thing going and turned around, then of course I would help. Of course I would. You know, it's hard to say no to things like this.
The ability to say no is a great skill, isn't it?
Yeah, I still have to learn that sometime. At some point in the future, I'll learn that.
Well, we're glad you didn't.
Yeah.
Jason, you are the outgoing president of WAMI. Tell us about your success over the years and where you felt you made a difference to the organization.
Well, I have a really long career in music in Wisconsin, and it's given me so much to my life. And a couple of years ago, I became aware that WAMI was struggling. And I sort of anteed up, asked who the president was, met with him, said, I have some ideas. I'd like to take everything that I learned in business and everything, all my relationships in music, and apply them to a structure in WAMI that had not done over 40 years before. Mm. So I put together essentially a three-legged stool of scholarships, sponsorships, Summerfest stage, and then growing the voting system by using Broadjam's independent voting system. So at this point in time, I think we just finished our finalist round of voting. We're at someplace around 130,000 votes.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's the pairing of what my vision was starting out with what Roy's business is, and it touches the entire state for the first time.
So you've really made it inclusive.
As much as possible. And we're just getting to our feet here. There's so much more.
What's your secret for getting the fans engaged to get on there and to make the votes? And obviously, band promotion from the bands makes a lot of difference here, too. But on the whammy side, what is your secret recipe for that engagement?
This is a darn good question. And the answer is musicians in Wisconsin want to be recognized and they want validation. If there's a way for us to demonstrate that validation through the voting system, and it really, the data shows that for the first time, all of Wisconsin is participating. We know that all the towns and cities and burbs and everything that are participating for the first time in whammy voting, they want validation, they want recognition.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And you're absolutely right. People make this art. They want the people to hear it. Sometimes that's challenging. Obviously, a little easier in this day and age with social media and the streaming platforms. But an organization like Whammy's and what we do here on Max Inc. to get the music out to the people, it's so important.
This is a great pairing. I love working with Max Inc. and Broad Jim. This is actually a sort of the triumvirate of how to talk to Wisconsin musicians.
Absolutely. Roy, what are your priorities going forward with Whammy? What are you hoping to achieve here?
Well, I think that, just to simplify it, what Jason did was he got everybody in the garage playing the same song. And what I want to do is just continue that. I mean, it was he's really got everybody organized, thinking about the growth of the organization. How can we help musicians? How can we give more scholarships? And on and on. And my job is just to pour a little more gasoline on that. And hopefully we can use my platform at Broad Jam. We can use, Civic Media to do that. And my job is just maybe to orchestrate it a little more and just get us moving forward and keep just in the same direction that Jason put us in.
Well, Jason, you created the scholarship program for Whammy, which had been a part of the plan for Whammy since its inception 42 years ago, but hasn't been realized until recently. Tell us about getting the program started and who it benefits.
It took initial seed funding. And in order to get that seed funding, I had to put some people in that were in the financial side of things. Mm. So for the first time, we didn't have just musicians or business people. We had lawyers, we had wealth management. I brought all these people together. And because I have ability to hold relationships for long periods of time and then put them in play, that was my business. I was the head of production for GMR Marketing, doing concerts and stuff all over the world for Fortune 50 clients. But it taught me how to build teams that do things. Mm. So by putting this team together, we were able to raise the money for the seed funding for the scholarships, identify who and where across the state we wanted to benefit, because the next generation of musicians in Wisconsin is actually the most important generation of musicians for Wisconsin.
Wow, that's incredible. And, I wanted to ask you, what are you doing now after Whammy?
Well, I play in five bands.
Elephonic being one of them.
I'm working the Summerfest Whammy stage again this year.
Oh yeah.
So I'm hoping to see you down there, Rocker.
We will be there. We're going to be there June 28th. It's such a fun stage to play.
It's so
Ironplow, right?
Ironplow is playing. And it's so great because you play right to the lake. It's in front of you.
It's the best sounding, and it's covered down there. But the mornings are all kids, music schools from across Wisconsin. The early afternoons are all veterans groups. And later afternoons are all bands, solos, duos, trios, that never thought they could play Summerfest.
Yes.
And they all do. We have between 90 and 100 acts this year.
Wow.
It's great.
And you know what I love about it, too, is when you look at the big stages in Summerfest, everybody wants to play a big stage, but you're 75 feet from the audience, where when you play the Whammy stage, they're right there. It's up close and personal.
My favorite, when it rains, everybody's there.
I hope it rains during our show, Jimmy. Yeah. Well, Roy, the age-old problem has been how to bridge the Madison and Milwaukee music scenes with each other, and as well as the rest of the state of Wisconsin, and now you are in a unique place to do both. Tell us about community bridge building.
Well, there's a couple of things, and that's one of the reasons when Jason asked me if I would follow him into this, I said yes, because I think being the president of Whammy, we have two great boards, and if we can get them to start working together, just think how, you know, the power of two is going to be like the power of six. It's really, you know, if we can do that and really start recognizing and helping some of the talent get connected with each other, learn from, you know, WAMI can learn from what we've done with our charities. We can learn from what they've done with theirs and you know, and combine the two. And like you say, I think I'm kind of in a unique position now to make sure that we go forward together.
I think that what that means is you're in a unique position to bring the WAMI Awards to Madison.
It could happen. Yeah. It actually should happen.
Has that ever happened?
Or? No.
No.
That would be...
That'd be an emphatic yeah. no.
Well, yeah, you know, the other thing too, guys, I think we have to, not only Madison, but we're having them in Green Bay this yes. year on May 19th.
Yes.
And we, you know, we've had it in Milwaukee a few times over the years, but Appleton. I think we need to think about the Northwest as well.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of great musicians up there. Maybe one of the greatest folk musicians ever. Bonnevar lives up in that area and he's yeah. done an amazing job. Just his presence there has done an amazing job. For cultivating music up in that area. So I think we ought to think about that in the future as well.
I know Eau Claire and La Crosse has a strong scene up
yes.
there. We
yeah,
have listeners right. up there. There's a lot of bands that come out of there. And I think there's a lot of interest up in the Northwoods too, like in the Hayward area. Yeah. People listening on the buzz here on Civic Media. So Saturday, May 18th, there's a show for the WAMI. Tell us about this show.
What it is we have identified it as being sort of a night before music scene. And we're going to have three bands there. One is a horn band, a local fave called Brass Differential. And then a really great young artist, Amelia Ford. She's won a WAMI award yeah. before.
Mm-hmm.
And then a really young sort of surfer punk band called Social Sig, run by Parker Schultz. And we just want to make it a night of music leading up to the next night and have people come up so they can spend 2 days up there and enjoy the Lambeau scene. Everything is really close to Lambeau Stadium.
That's great.
And now, of course, you're talking about May 19th.
May 18th is what I just described. May 19th is the awards show.
And that is going to be at the Epic Event Center on Holmgren Avenue in Green Bay. Tell us some insider secrets. Is there like a finalist party on the April 21st?
There's a tomorrow? Finalist party tomorrow night at the Steel Tank Brewing in Oconomowoc.
Oh, tell us about that. What's going on?
Well, we've got a couple of bands. I'm not going to leak them to you, but we've got a couple of bands playing, and it's going to be... You know, basically, it's a homecoming for musicians to all be invited and just enjoy music. We will be sharing some of the finalists during that party. But, I mean, that's what it's about.
And that's Steel Tank Brewing Company in Oconomowoc.
That's yeah. correct.
Oh, they have great food there. I've eaten there.
Yeah. New venue. Really great production.
Awesome. Yeah. Roy Elkins, Jason Klagstag, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story.
Thanks for having
thanks
us,
for
guys.
Doing what
thanks.
You do to support
well,
the Wisconsin music scene. We really appreciate you.
You guys, too. Yeah. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Live in the Layers coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Butterbrick is here right now as new music from the Mascot Theory. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
My thoughts are spinning like a turntable. Get out of bed when I am able. These shaky knees are unstable, 'cause I need you. My eyes go blind, it's so severe, like a dirty old broken chandelier. My heart's so heavy when you're not here, 'cause I need you. Show me the way.
Maxine Cone Civic Media. We are local music. The Mascot Theory, brand new off their brand new album. It's so good. I need you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Maxine Cone Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Thanks to Roy and Jason for stopping in, telling us all about the Whammy Weekend. Happening Saturday, May 18th with the kickoff show. And, of course, the awards ceremony happening May 19th, the 42nd annual Whammy Awards at the Epic Event Center. Let's do some M. Shays. This is her brand new song, Bleed. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is News from the Center. 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.